So the Global Code of Conduct is obviously one of the hot talking points in the FX industry right now. That's why the opening panel of our Forex Network New York conference, which is actually taking place on the same day that the final text of the code is being released, that's May 25th, those of you not paying attention, is going to be devoted to looking at a number of issues and concerns in and around the code. Now, we're also producing a special report on the code, giving our view on what it will mean for market participants and how it may or may not impact the FX industry. And I wanted to share some initial thoughts based on some of the feedback that I've already received. While the code has many true believers, there's also a lot of skeptics out there. And when you talk to the skeptics, the first question out of their mouth is, how can you make people adhere to something that isn't regulation, that's a voluntary code? Now, this is a valid concern, but central banks have talked about adherence mechanisms quite a lot. Anyone who was at a London conference or has kept an eye on our website will have seen comments from the Bank of England from the London event in which Chris Salmon addressed this question head on. But I sometimes think that this question of how do you make people adhere is slightly misleading, because to my mind, the underlying implication is that some of the market participants won't want to adhere to the code. But speaking to people in recent weeks, I have got the impression that the adherence piece is going to be the problematic piece, but not because firms don't want to comply or adhere to the code. Basically, there seems to be a big disparity between how different institutions are approaching the code. There definitely seem to be some firms that are, shall we say, not as focused on the code as others. But the firms that are not taking it as seriously or not focused on adhering to it as much, they're not necessarily doing so because they don't agree with the code, but simply because it's way, way down on their agenda right now. And the reason why it's so far down on their agenda is, again, because it isn't regulation. So when institutions that already have a packed regulatory and compliance agendas, whether it's Dodd-Frank, MiFID II, Basel III, etc., etc., when they're presented with something that isn't regulation, it's not that surprising that in many cases, ensuring adherence to that is having to take a back seat, even though the institution itself might actually agree or approve in principle with the code. Another issue to consider is this. The second phase of the code is due to include a short statement of commitment that firms can sign to publicly demonstrate their intent to adhere to the code. But if you think about this logically, I'm not talking about the benefits of the code itself here, but I'm just thinking purely from a legal and compliance standpoint. If they don't sign this commitment, there's no upside, there's no downside to them. In contrast, if they do sign it, and everyone within that institution adheres to the code, fine, that's great. There's no downside. Legal compliance, there's no upside. You've just, you know, done what you said you were going to do. But if they sign it and it turns out later down the line that some employees didn't adhere to the code properly, does that leave that institution exposed? Again, just from a legal and compliance standpoint here. Remember when Barclays got done for Last Look? That wasn't because they used Last Look in an illegal way. It was basically because they said one thing and did another. It was the same in equities with the dark pool settlements, where Barclays and Credit Suisse, their marketing material misrepresented how those dark pools operated. The issue wasn't how the dark pools themselves operated. So imagine a bank or another financial institution signs this commitment, says they're going to adhere to the code, they put it on all their marketing, and then it turns out that some bad apple, bad actor somewhere down the line has done things which contravene the code. If one of their clients, if they put this on their marketing material, and one of their clients then says, oh, the reason why I traded with this firm, transacted with this bank, was because they put on their marketing materials that they adhere to the global code and they didn't, is this a problem? Now, this might not necessarily leave these institutions exposed, but in the current highly risk-averse environment, you can imagine financial institutions shying away from signing this commitment to the code simply on the off chance that it might leave them exposed. So I think while a lot of the talk around adherence has been enforcement mechanisms, I think that perhaps one of the things that needs to really be considered and figured out is actually how do you incentivize firms to sort of move the adherence to the code up their agenda and push it up there alongside other pieces that do have regulatory status. And I think that could actually be the real challenge.